you can what?
Just replace the plate.
Oh wait, what?
Right, okay, back to it. Right, this is Jordan here, and you're with me on Jordan time. It is. And we're just going to be talking to me and you, one-to-one. It's going to be nice and personal and seductive. Just how we like it. So, I hope you've all had a good day. It's been a smooth Monday. Remember, stay easy. And Stay easy and keep it...
Easy!
Right, I'm just getting interrupted. Stay easy.
Easy!
Keep it moist.
Easy boosts!
What? Keep it moist. Keep it real. I'll be here all week. Love you.
Yo, hello.
Hey.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's up? Shut up.
It's your boy.
It's your boy, Jordan. And
I'm
taking over the podcast today. Yeah, seriously, we'll start off with some smooth tunes. This is off my label, Wicked Knob Cheese.
Fucking hell, this laptop's louder.
Oh shit, is that yours?
I can hear it. Yeah, that's gonna come up.
It's got a plane taken off.
Why is it so... Is there a CD in there?
Fuck hell.
Does that have a disc?
It doesn't have a CD drive.
Oh, right.
It doesn't have a CD drive.
Well, you could have told me.
It's a fucking fan.
You silly knob jockey.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, you know when, you know, on Saturday night when we were trying to all sleep on an uncomfortable floor? Oh, yeah, and you had some girl trying it on with you the whole night and you was like, yeah. No.
I was going to say we were fucked and that was funnier, but okay, go on.
But, yeah, on another note, she wanted you so badly.
She
would not leave you alone.
Do you feel, are we going to talk about this?
Okay, but anyway, yeah. where was this going?
Yeah, talking about getting fucked.
Okay, so where's... Like, we went out, and then coming back, we was all sleeping on the floor, apart from Jordan. He was on the sofa, romancing.
Yeah. So were you two.
Nah. And,
you guys are gay.
this guy, Rafe, can you remember him just saying random shit to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a note of it. You called me Jackson 5 without a face.
I can't even remember what I said.
You called me Jackson 5.
Wait, you made a note of that?
Yeah. I don't know. Literally, I was going from my notes today, and I saw it, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
I looked
when I wrote it, and it was like Saturday night, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, that's Jordan.
That was funny, man. I liked that. That was good.
You're a fucking idiot.
We were just brainstorming insults, and it was going quite well. Wait, what? You like? Why would I have thought that? I think I was talking about your hair. That's what I was trying to get at, not the face. We were just so fucked, anyway.
It was quite weird, Jordan.
It was great, man.
Before we, not officially start, but before we actually go into it, just want to shout out Ben Giblin and his radio station.
Yeah, let's do it, because they gave us a shout out.
So, it's Ben and his mate at university. I don't know his name. Dan, I think.
Giblin the gerbil.
Yeah. And it's basically just an hour every Tuesday. I think it's on till 7 to 8 o'clock. 7 to 8,
okay.
Or 6 till 7, one of the two.
Okay.
You choose. And they just play music.
I think they play like a variety of genres.
Massive variety, yeah.
And they play local stuff as well, which
and,
is good.
Ben normally's on his little drum and bass kind of thing, drum and bass grime.
Yeah.
When I listened to it, they were playing like the Smiths. And then it just suddenly changed. And drum and bass. I was like, what the fuck?
It's nice. It's got variations.
But, anyway, if you want to listen to that, that's on mixcloud.com/intothemix.
Represent.
Yeah. And he does that on his... I think he does it at his university studio.
Okay, sick.
So,
there you go, Ben.
Yeah.
For you, bro.
Big up Benny.
Big up Gibbles. Well.
This popped up on my timeline.
Go on.
Okay, so it's from BTP, Essex Police, Twitter page.
Okay.
And it goes, weapons, drugs, cash seized after arrest in Essex from a 17-year-old. This guy has a crossbow handgun. Yeah.
All right.
He has a handgun.
Standard so far. I used to have this when I was younger.
A machete.
Yeah.
It's not even a machete. This thing's a sword.
It's a medieval weapon.
It's a sword. with the blade alone is bigger than a foot.
What the fucking
hell? Yeah, and it's got like, you know, you get like paracord.
Yeah,
it's got that wrapped around the handle as like the grip. And yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
That. Sorry, I'm gonna just mute that. It's just.
It's just your mum telling you, come home. Come home and have your fish drink. But yeah, a 17-year-old with that shit.
Mate, he's definitely not going to be making toast with that knife.
Who makes toast with knife? Do you mean butter toast? You're a twat.
Yeah, but I need to reference the toast, otherwise I could have been buttering anything.
But where? Why was you going...
You need a knife to butter toast?
Where's his toast coming shit. From?
Machete, I was trying to make a joke.
It didn't work.
You're
that really didn't work.
So, we're recording.
Recording, are we?
We're recording this on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
We haven't heard about any pumpkin. Kids being murdered by clowns yet.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I think maybe they've all got scared away and they've gone into hibernation now. Back to their clown cave.
Clowns hibernate?
Yeah, they're actual things. They're creatures. Oh, right. That's the whole thing that happened this year. They've discovered them as a species. The only way you can kill them, though, is you take off their red nose.
Pause.
Engage.
What the fuck?
What?
His laptop's on fire.
It's hot.
No.
If you link... what the hell? Oh.
Yeah, it's still recording. Is.
Oh. No, that's
still on. Recording.
leave that in. Don't worry about that.
You stopped on red nose.
Keep that in. That's okay, quite nice. Right. It's like shows our human side.
They know you have a human side because you're dumb as fuck.
I'm not actually dumb because I did get my GCSEs.
Man.
And that's scientifically proven to show that you're smart.
Shut the fuck up.
We were talking about clowns. On Halloween. It's Halloween. So, oh, yeah. I haven't even got a pumpkin. Like, this year, I feel like my family's completely forgotten that it's Halloween.
No, I doubt it.
Well, like, we used to, like, kick up more of a fuss, but it's just weird. Obviously, just now, we just don't even...
Yeah, but you...
My dad ate it, I think.
No, because you probably just got old and realised that you... It wasn't... Your parents didn't actually do that much.
Yeah, no,
but it seemed like it was a lot when you were younger.
The only way I celebrate now is when we just... Like, it's just a good excuse to have a party. That's it.
I fucking hate Halloween.
But the parties... It's great because you have the parties. That's what's great about... That's what I look at Halloween as. I'm like, right, what am I doing for Halloween? Just, to go out. That's it.
We went to a party on the weekend for... Obviously Halloween.
Bournemouth.
And these Jordan dressed up as a Smurf.
Yeah. I thought I looked good.
Lost his face paint. Rafe
That's for another day.
Rafe dressed up as a Viking.
Yeah, without the helmet. So he could have just looked like a...
Right,
he,
scientifically he, proven, Vikings never had
okay,
a
but
fucking horn.
The majority of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, gotta be authentic.
So Rafe looked like Rafe with drawings on his neck and a tunic. Mm.
And an axe, and leg warmers. Yeah. Yep.
So he was looking like a funky Viking.
I'm gonna keep them for work.
And have you actually kept them?
Yeah, they're in my room. Why? Where am I gonna feel like?
Yeah, thing
that's why they fit over the chain.
Thing is, you know he'll keep them and he will use them again.
Yeah.
You should actually get. I might buy you some.
Well, I'll go as a caveman and then I'll wear your outfit for caveman and then wear them. As well.
Re-ripped his.
Yeah,
caveman.
I really know. That never
re-ripped
came
it
back
during the night.
That was only £10 anyway.
Hold on, we've got to tell that story.
Okay.
The year before, we went to Bournemouth again for Halloween. Jordan went as in like a
caveman. Also like a cave, that year as well.
It was like a dress, and we thought it'd be good to
Well, no, I had boxes on underneath, and then just that, and that was it.
And we ripped his boxes off about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, at a party, and then that was it, and then my balls and penis were out the entire night.
And at a party where we was outside in a garden the whole night.
So, everything had just gone downsized.
I remember because someone lifted up your dress.
No, and, I saw you go, oi, my mate's naked, and then he goes, oh, okay, and then you just go like that.
No, another time. When someone lifted up your thing and your cock was out, but you was talking to a girl as you did it, and then a guy wanted to, the boyfriend wanted to fight you.
The good thing is I didn't realise this at the time. I'm glad you've told me this after.
Boyfriend wanted to fight you because he thought you was just getting your cock out in front of her, like some sort of pickup line. Wait, hi, how you doing?
Did I actually get out? Did you? Someone get it?
Oh no, someone lifted up your like dress thing.
I have no memory. I'm glad I don't. I was.
And you had your little cock.
I think once you ripped my boxes, I thought right. I'm just gonna have to get smashed to forget about this.
And
now.
You broke my chain for that. You broke my neck.
Yeah, I'm glad that was payback.
You broke mine and Sam's gold chain.
There you go. Because for both balls. There you go.
Nah.
But it was cold. Towards the end of the night, when I started sobering up, then I realised, okay, I am freezing. And then, yeah, the whole costume got ripped.
I was going to tell... I was going to say my amazing costume this year.
Go on, tell them what you were, Lou. Tell them the creative...
genius.
Yeah, that you are.
I just wore the exact same as I would have if I went out. Because fuck Halloween. But instead
in
of telling...
In his words, he was boycotting it.
Yeah. But instead of telling everyone that I just hated Halloween, I thought it would be a good idea to tell people that...
Did you actually tell people this?
Yeah.
Okay.
That they, like... Instead of you saying that, oh, I'm not dressing up, they're like, oh, why? I said my cousin died on Halloween the year before, and just, I didn't want to celebrate it.
Let that sink in. So, that's the kind of shit we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Did you, apart from the people we're with, did you actually tell people at the party then?
Yeah, I told some guy.
What did he say?
He was like, oh, shit, how'd he die? And I was like, I need another drink. And then walked off.
I need another drink to go chat some more shit.
I was like, I'm stumped, mate. I weren't expecting you to ask me how my cousin died.
Oh, he's like, why would you ask? I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, why?
Why? What the hell? But, I remember at one point we said that you were wearing drama blacks.
That didn't work at all.
That was terrible.
That didn't work at all. And
who
then,
did we even tell? I think it was a girl. But
oh.
Yeah. Well, we told her.
Yeah.
And but no, it's fair play. You don't have to like it, Lou. It's okay.
Fuck Halloween.
One year I'm going to get you to dress up again, though.
No, mate.
You
it's
will.
Not
when
it's
we're
not
older, happening. I feel like you will want to do it again.
No, I don't think I will.
People change.
Times change.
People change with time. You mature and you grow into it like a pumpkin.
Like a pumpkin. Shut the fuck up. I was, just before you came, I was watching, you know that show you walked in on me watching, Inside Out or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just,
geez, what was it about?
I didn't even know, like, it's just bullshit.
And, is it like the, okay, sorry.
It's like the one show.
Yeah, with news and information and stuff.
It's just bullshit. And they were talking about cyclists.
Right.
And there was police stopping cyclists and giving them lights.
What? And what's it like?
Yeah, because it's dark and in case they get run over.
Okay, well, that's right. Up to them to make sure they don't get run over.
Rafe, you can understand so much because you drive as well. Jordan, you don't.
I'm learning.
Prick.
Learning.
You've had one lesson.
Second lesson tomorrow.
You're going to crash
through. I'm going to crash. I've been practicing my toy car, my back garden. You know, the sort of cars you used to get when you're younger, the red ones, where you had to use your feet.
No, legit, before my test.
With the pedals.
I actually practiced driving on GTA.
Like, what?
For first
legit,
person?
Legit.
Okay, one
legit.
Is a game, two it's in America, so the rules are a bit different.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
one side of the road.
just get your head in that.
I'll pull up to a junction, mirror. Legit, I'm not even gassing.
What, first person mode?
Yeah, not even gassing.
That's quite good. I think GTA people would like to hear that, Rockstar. Mm.
See?
There you go. Now, give us free copies.
What you're actually going to say?
Yeah, anyways, it's cyclists. And you know how fucking annoying they are on the road.
Yeah, they can't be fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know, they're fucking annoying, man.
Can be, most of the time they are. But, yeah, the police were giving out lights to them. Like, so the police have nothing better to do.
They're just trying
instead of walking around the streets, fucking...
They've probably got worse things to do with. Is this recently on Halloween weekend or what?
Yeah, this show was on tonight.
I said, they've probably got better things to
Halloween,
with on Halloween than...
They're expecting loads of clowns, so they like maxed out on the
mouthpiece
they put out.
And then
they
were just
out.
Giving them guns. They were just like,
no clowns are out, so they're like, let's hand out lights to some people.
Yeah.
Could do. fuck cyclists, man.
I
take that back because I don't mind cyclists, but.
Most cyclists are fine, but there's just a few that are just cunts.
You know the cunts that go on the road, but they don't follow the rules of the road, so they'll go through a red light.
Yeah.
No. If you're on the road.
If
I'm waiting, you're waiting.
Yeah.
They're
coming down on the road. It goes red, so they go onto the pavement and go around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you're okay.
But then they're like, oh, we're allowed to be on the road as well, but you don't follow the same rules.
You're not actually allowed to cycle on pavements, are you?
No. Not if you're over the age of 12, I believe.
My dad went for a cycle the other day and he said he was on the pavement. Some bird shouted at him saying, get off the pavement. He was just like, oh, shut up, you cow, or something like that. I was like, right.
Shut up, you tall.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think you can do that. But, yeah. I was going to say something about cyclists and I can't even remember what I was going to say now.
They do want nothing, man. I just, like if I overtake one.
Yeah.
And then if the lights go red and I've overtook them, I'll put my car... Nearer to the
right
side.
Right next to the curve.
Yeah, so they can't get past me again. I'm thinking...
I'm not overtaking you twice.
Yeah, this mistake. Like, I've got to wait for the other side to be clear again. I'll just make you wait behind me.
Yeah.
And just...
Then they'll get on the pavement and go out in front of you then.
Yeah, and then... and then I'll have to throw a bottle of piss at them.
It's annoying though when they keep going and they know that people are behind them and got to get round them, but they won't like look around, they'll just keep going.
Yeah, but that's the thing I'd do.
Just be a
lot of cyclists do it deliberately because they get a lot of shit from drivers. So they're like, oh, I might as well just have like a cunt there.
Yeah. I know they
piss other people.
I know people on motorbikes have it, but cyclists have started using cameras shit loads, haven't they, on their helmets? Just to record, because obviously if like. And I guess
A lot of them do get a lot of abuse from drivers.
To be fair,
though, we're talking about them like they're some like a different species.
I've had so many people take photos of my car.
Really?
You know, down by where we live. There's no problem me saying roads, but it was like a slow road. Yeah. Not a slow road. It was no. It's a 30, but there's speed bumps, and I was driving, but I was like ridiculously tired. And as I went to change gear, I didn't take my foot off the accelerator. So obviously my engine just like revved like mad, and then this old man stopped, like nodded his head, like took a photo of my car. And I was like, fucking old.
Wait, but were you still going?
Yeah.
God, he must have been quick.
And then this was last week sometime. I was going around a roundabout and a guy tried pulling out. It was my right of way. Guy tried pulling out, and then he swore at me, but I had enough time to stop like right in front of him. like I could have gone a bit forward and let him go behind me. I literally just stopped.
On purpose?
He was all like swearing at me and my brother and shit. He had like kids in the car and just swearing at me. And his wife's there holding up his phone. And me and AJ's like, just dancing and shit. I was like, you are just a waste of space.
It's weird though, because as soon as you take them out of the car, they wouldn't say anything.
It's definitely
like that whole thing, people feel really like powerful behind the wheel or whatever. Yeah. So they get all mouthy. But then as soon as you take them out, they're probably like,
oop. Same shit as
I'm sorry. Huh?
So it works the same way on the internet.
Everything.
Like they'll have all power, but then when they meet him face to face,
they're like oh, you're right, mate, that's good.
Yeah.
Bloody two-faced pillocks.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, wait.
Some people often follow the rules of the road too much, though.
That's, like, too safe, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, today, there was, like, some road works with traffic lights. It was, like, a three-way traffic light. And it was obviously red, so stopped. There's a car in front of me, and then I could see further down, all the other cars are waiting. We were sat there for literally like 3 minutes. No cars were going.
So man,
I
was
like, I literally went. I just like drove off.
Yeah.
And all these people just sat there.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. And it's clearly broken.
Yeah.
Like no one's going.
Yeah.
So, fuck, I just went.
I do that when I walk through traffic now.
Sure.
No, I was actually being serious. Like, I just talking about risk. I'll just be risky with traffic.
Oh, I thought you meant act like walk, like people, or like other people walk in traffic.
No.
I didn't know you was actually on about vroom vroom.
Beep, beep. It's got no relevance really to what we were just talking about, but I just like to be risky. Yeah, just go. There's no point waiting.
When I was walking town today,
I hate people like wait for lights.
Yeah.
Like when they're crossing the road, but no cars.
Yeah, yeah. It's like just fucking stop wasting
your life.
Yeah.
I just shout fuck it and run across.
And then just thump.
Yeah.
Thump, thump.
And then one day I feel like that's going to happen. I'll be like, fuck it.
I was going to say something. What was I going to say?
Today, something.
I feel like I'm developing dementia or something.
Man, I think I've got dementia. I can't even remember. I can't remember.
Sorry.
You'll forget.
I was walking town today. I had over-ear headphones on.
Mm.
I'm walking through. The amount of people just fucking just walking into me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was just no.
A lot of people
won't move. I'm not turning around. I'm like, get the fuck off me.
So I sometimes now I just won't move if people aren't gonna, because I'm usually I like to move out of the way of people just because, well, it's manners, whatever. But
oh
now,
yeah, but I'm not focusing.
Yeah,
like, I'm on my phone. I'm listening to shit.
Yeah,
I'm not focusing on.
Yeah, that's
people.
What they're doing as well. That's why they're walking into you.
Next time I go out, I'm taking a bread knife. I'm cutting man up.
Some people just don't move though. Like you're looking at them
and
they won't move.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like okay.
That's when you literally just stop in front of them. Just
yeah,
grab your dick. Just grab your dick. Show them what's what.
No, I just like go.
And then they just start laughing at you, at your dick.
Man, they would laugh. They'd get down on their knees and give me the Smurf job.
You're baiting yourself out
so
much. I don't
know,
because
there's
right
no
now.
Reference there. No one knows what that means.
Yeah, but earlier on, you said you dressed...
John was dressed as a Smurf on Halloween.
Yeah.
No, I was dressed as a blue gnome.
Oh.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Anyway, you know Prince Harry?
Oh, I see. Is this this woman he's dating?
Yes, have you seen her?
Apparently, yeah, she's really
she's
beautiful.
She's fucking... You, oh, my God.
I saw. Is it from a program called Ash? Is
no. No, sir. She's from Suits.
Oh, that's what I meant. I don't know why I got Ash.
She's like, oh man, I'll do many, many things.
I saw a thing. I saw on Twitter, and it was like, oh, Prince Harry supposedly, what was it? Like, so everyone thinks this woman's fit, obviously Prince Harry does, then he was, like, looking at a picture and thought, oh, wait, I'm Prince Harry, I can do what I want. And now he's like, it was just a joke.
But yeah, her name is...
Ding! Sorry. Puff the magic dragon.
That's my mum texting me.
Like, have you eaten dinner yet?
Meghan...
I've eaten my dinner.
Markle. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if it's not. But she, like,
yeah, she is.
She's like a nice lighty.
She is a beautiful woman.
I'll do many things to that.
Fucking
you can't see because Rose got his night mode on.
Yeah, do you have night mode on everything all the time?
No.
So you don't have it on your phone permanently?
No.
No, you can set it so it comes on at a certain
time. I thought you had it on all the time.
No. Mine's literally on. Mine comes on at like 4 o'clock now because mine's on sunset to sunrise.
Oh, you can, like, is that actually an option?
Yeah. Oh. No, it's not. I'm just making it up.
Well, you could have been.
Fucking twat.
I put mine on 8 until... No, 11. Like, when it comes on 11, then goes off 8.
11 at night?
Mm.
What's the point then?
What's the point?
Well, I don't know.
Do you know how it works?
Yeah. Well, do you need time to let it build up?
Yeah. It's not meant to happen when you go to bed.
I just put on like, an hour before I go to bed.
What's that? Why? What do you think it does? Gives you more battery life?
No, it's just meant to help you sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're not looking at your phone.
You're
like radio waves.
I just put on an hour before. You're meant to have it on a couple hours.
At least 2 hours.
Mm. Why don't go to bed till like 1 anyway? That's 2 hours.
You're fucking dinner.
It still does the job.
You are a dinner.
No, it clearly doesn't.
It does. I have great sleep.
There you go.
Look at me. This physique is all.
You look like a crackhead.
Okay, I'll admit I do at the moment.
You look like a crackhead with curtains.
I look majestic.
You literally have like a cowlick over your obscene hairline.
Yeah, I know. My hair, there's a cowlick there.
Yeah, he actually admits to obscene hairline.
My forehead's not growing, I promise
It's not,
you.
I said I have a cowlick.
All I want for Christmas
is
hairlines. Yeah, she's an actress. You know Suits? Yeah, I know, man. I'll do many things.
How old is she?
Don't know. Old enough.
She old.
I bet he's just trying to do one up his brother.
Who, William?
Hmm.
What do you mean? He doesn't need to one up. He's a lot better than. I'd rather be Harry than William.
Yeah.
Because
think about it.
William's fucked. Yeah. William's fucked. William's got to be king now. Well, not now, but he. Yeah, he will be. Yeah, he's got to be king. Like Harry was like fourth in line, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But now, Harry's like. Like 10th, and in his no, not 10th, not that far down, like 6th or 7th.
Well, was he so higher?
Yeah, because look, it goes the Queen, Charles,
William,
Harry, but because William got married, it's William,
George.
No, what's the wife called?
Kate,
and then the kid, George. and then the oldest son, and then the second son, and then if they don't have kids, then it goes to Harry. But that's only if they don't have
kids. So William's fucked up for Harry.
Yeah. Harry.
I'd rather be.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a prince every way.
Yeah.
Harry
sounds cooler,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking prince. So
the guy got his dick out in Vegas. And it was on a newspaper.
Yeah.
The Queen probably only said you should do that. Yeah.
If that was a celebrity, everyone would be
exactly.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. I'll be like.
So there's like. He doesn't. What I like is he's broken the norm. He doesn't give a fuck about the age of royalty. So he's just.
She's 35.
I like women in their 30s, man.
I don't know, mate. She'll be asking for a kid, and I'll be like, sorry,
no,
mate, I can't provide for you.
Some 30-year-olds like just have that experience look, and it's good. And they don't want kids in there.
Saying that. Do you know what I love?
Harry's
32. Is he? I thought he was still in his 20s.
He's doing his thing.
Do you know what I love? When you just walk in, and then you get like, the old women that just like, they just look at you and give you that smile.
Yeah, because they like the toy boys, man.
I love that, man.
I love it as well.
I was walking through town, I got like a couple, like these weren't young women.
No, but
these are like 40s, 30s, they love it.
There's a couple of women at work who I always smile at, just there's only two of them. Everyone else I just don't look at. I'm like, you can fuck off.
I would be more than happy to have like a sugar.
Yeah, mama. Yeah, fling with a
no, I'm not on about fling, I'm on about full like
oh, blow relationship.
Thing, yeah. What's
the age difference you're talking about?
30s, mid 30s.
Yeah, mid 30s. No, I'm talking like that.
40s.
Long as she at night. Right.
Yeah, but by the time
under
you're 50, 50,
under
no,
50,
she will not be fertile.
Yeah, but
No. I don't want to be fertile when I'm 50.
Yeah.
I don't want to be popping out kids at that age.
I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with them. I just want like a fling. whilst I was into like.
Oh no, yeah. I'm not on about that.
You would actually have.
Full on. I'm on about.
Would you marry one?
I'm on about. She's got a good career. I'm like, you know.
You're in charge. Let's go.
I'll do a bad job at raising the kids. She'll come home. She'll give me head, lick her out, cook dinner. She'll give me pocket money every day. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. Life is set.
House husband.
Basically, I'll be an
actually,
Instagram
you'd,
model.
You'd suit that now.
I'll be at home.
Also, you'd suit that now. You're domesticated. You know how to cook well.
Don't say I'm domesticated. I hate that. My mum's constantly saying that to
but
me.
But you're good, man. She's like, me, cooking that. You got that.
She's like to me, what are you cooking for dinner? I'll be like, oh, I've just put in like a...
Just put in a risotto, you know.
I fucking hate risotto. Like, but yeah, and then she'll be like, oh, Mr. Domesticate. And I'm like, no, I'm not a wench. No, I'll take that back. I'm just like, no, don't stop saying that. You're making me sound like one of them.
Also, it's more appealing for women if you have a man knows how to do like those kind of things.
Yeah, they know how to do it. They just don't have to. Yeah. So my boss, I was like to him, oh yeah, I'm getting rid of my washing machine. He was just like, what's a washing machine?
What?
And he just goes, oh yeah, that's the thing the wife does.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
He doesn't know how to use a washing machine. And he's like,
just a fucking idiot.
And he's like,
a few buttons.
No, I don't know how to do it.
Even if you don't know how to do it, I bet you can figure it out quite easily.
Yeah, obviously you figure it out, but I can figure out how to iron. I don't want to iron. It takes me like over half an hour to iron a t-shirt.
I hate ironing, but I've probably done it. I do it like once every year, and then I enjoy it.
Last time I ironed was in Abu Fera with a pan and boiling hot water.
Oh yeah,
you literally just put it on a worktop, get the creases at the top. Yeah,
I remember that. I swear someone told you to do. Like,
me and Omar. Yeah,
that's funny.
They're both foreigners now to do the most foreign things.
Oh man, that was a good holiday.
Yeah.
Of me getting
ill. Oh yeah. So on the weekend again, like this one that's just passed on the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Jordan, you know you get cotton buds.
Oh yeah. We'll bring this up.
You know you get cotton buds that you clean your ears out, those little things about three, four inches long with wool at the
So bear in mind we had come back from the party.
Yeah.
Just need you guys to know that.
Kids
should be listening to this shit anyway. But he pulled down his trousers and as a joke he put it near his bumhole and I full on slapped his hand which was holding it
and it went in my bumhole.
It went quite all deep. The way in his arse.
Pretty deep.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, I don't actually know what to do right now.
Do you know what made me laugh the most is you got up, it was still in your arse and it's like you didn't know it was in your ass because you were just shouting in agony and then you bent down again and you just slowly pulled it out your ass. I don't think I couldn't stop laughing. I literally
no yeah Lou was laughing. Like laughing so much he wasn't even smiling, like it was like he was just going like that and like it was funny. It fucking hurt though. It shocked my bum off.
I couldn't just that was that's probably the highlight of my night.
Yeah, that was the that's what I love about coming back from a night out. And you're just, and like, I'm glad we stayed up for like 2 hours because you just, everyone's wrecked.
Smack shitty! Shout out to Bodega Boys for that.
Everyone's just doing random shit and just having a laugh. And I mean, that's not a laugh, but I don't recommend doing that. But it was funny, man. That was
not nice, man.
But mind you, when I took it out, there wasn't actually that much poo on it. So right. That's a good sign.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
How do you know that's a good sign?
Do you want to see him? Like he put it out his ass and then he threw it.
But it didn't go in the bin.
It didn't go in the bin, so he had to find it in the floor, like on the floor. He didn't know which end was the poo end.
Oh no, I did because I saw the brown.
You're such a scatty guy. you are literally just there is no other word apart from scumbag.
Yeah. What the hell?
You are disgusting.
Or the phrase, hey, you are scum of the earth.
I bring out the scumbag when I want him. I scrub up well. And then I start the night scrubbed up good. And then
grammar right there.
Depend on what kind of night it is. And it falls I might fall into scumbag or I might just level.
Saying that, you know when we... That,
most of the time scumbag.
At the party again, this pissed me off so much. You know how we had our drink and everything?
Yeah.
I was pouring myself a drink. It was in a bag. The bag was on a worktop. These girls were walking past me. This bitch just walked past, started tapping down the bag, see if it had drink in it.
What? Thinking, next to you?
Yeah.
A bag next to you?
I really hate when girls do that. Like either at a house party, they just go around looking for drink, or if they're in the club, they just go up to a guy just to get drink.
Ho, bounce yourself away from me.
Guys need to, like, just If a girl asks, like in a club, if she asks to buy a drink,
yeah, if she goes,
just say no.
Oh no, it depends if she's down or not. If she's down, if she's down, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
If they literally just come up to you and say, "Can I have a drink?" You buy a drink, and they say nothing to you the rest of the night. Then you
ask for a drink back.
Yeah, you say, "Oi."
You text her. You text her the morning after and ask for her to transfer that money.
Yeah,
ask for that £3.75.
If she comes up to you and go, "Oh, can I get a drink?" Just say no right there.
Yeah, but I love fucking.
If
you
start talking to you,
I love pulling that shit on you.
On us two.
Yeah,
we'll come up and say, "Can you buy her?"
No. We'll be at the bar, like with me, with either you two. We'll be at the bar, and then there'll be a girl with us, and I'll just be like, Oh yeah, he's getting you a drink. And she'll just look at you and be like, you're just on the spot. You're like, yep, go on then.
So we're in Lola Low.
They're gonna know that. Club.
Okay, it was a club. And there was this girl behind us, right. And Lou just turns around and goes, "Oh yeah, what did you say to her? I think you said, John's getting drinks or something." In. She looks at me like, I'm like, yeah, what do you want? And so I had to buy a drink, said, "There you go." I didn't talk to the rest of the night. I was like, fuck's sake.
I fucking love doing that.
I hate that, man. That's probably one of the reasons why I spend so much on a night out. Buying
and you're so, you just don't say no because you're...
You don't want to... You won't be able to... And also, you just don't want to look.
No, yeah.
I'd say no.
It's annoying because...
Don't care.
Yeah, but some people will be like, I don't know.
No, don't get me wrong. I randomly buy people drinks.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You want it. It's a gesture. Yeah. I just don't like it, when people just...
I don't like when people expect it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm like...
It's like, hey, like, I will get you one if I want to.
Put yourself back on Instagram, you Instagram hoe.
What? These Instagram hoes, man, come on. You need to stop dissing them.
They're Instagram hoes.
They're beautiful women.
They're still hoes.
They're trying to make their way in life using their assets.
Yeah, that's prostitution! That's some hoey ante.
That's right. Oh. I'm going to make a page called Save the Instagram Girls.
Save the Hoes.
Girls.
You should make a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
GoFundMe.
No, just really like save the Instagram.
And then that way I get the girls.
You should just do it Go Come Me.
Hey.
That could work.
Copyright that one.
Thanks.
That's right, mate.
Thanks, bleh.
Okay, Jordan's gonna fuck up the mics.
I doubt my hair would make an impact.
Yeah, before it does.
Come on, Peggy.
Peggy.
Peggy. Peggy Sue.
My bad.
You need to get a new life.
Peggy. Can I just like to point out now that Jordan is taking a mick out of disabled people?
Only
that,
you, though.
That is the type of person
Hold on,
that
you're
Jordan
taking
is.
The piss out of white people.
How? Were you pointing at your hairline?
You said
not every white people get hairline. Not every white person has a receding hairline.
Majority.
That's you discriminating your own kind.
No,
right there. You're jumping to conclusions on your own kind.
Don't get Phil and Grant.
Yeah, he's Phil and Grant. Fucking Phil and Grant Mitchell.
Your sons.
Get fucked, mate. All right, anyone got any other news? Apparently, there's a XXX3. Oi, Ruby Rose is in it though. You know,
what's XXX3?
You know XXX?
Yeah. What, the film?
Yeah.
Right.
They're bringing out a third one.
The porn film.
You're a dirty guy. No, you know XXX? The first one was with Vin Diesel.
Oh, was it old?
And the other one was with Ice Cube.
I've never seen it.
I've heard of it. Ruby Rose is the girl who's in Orange and New Black.
Yeah.
Woof! She's doing quite well, isn't she, after that?
Yeah.
She's got like a lot of films on the cover.
She's a DJ as well.
She's a DJ! Yeah.
See, I'll be cool with being like I'll be cool with her being my sugar mum.
Isn't she? Is she a lesbian?
No, I'll make her straight. I'll give her the good.
I'll make her straight.
Oh, her.
Did you know
Justin Bieber?
Come on now.
What?
Don't be like that.
She kind of does.
Yeah, I'll fuck
it. Cool, mate. Do I know?
Did you know that Idris Elba had his first boxing fight? Not his first boxing fight, but. Yeah, he had his and what I was reading the other day is it could lead to like a professional fight.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know. Well, if you're rich like that, you like and you're not rich like that.
But if you wanted to do something and you had the money, like if you wanted to do something like that and you had the money,
not the money, but the opportunity to. And if like these people have the opportunity to do majority,
wait,
like,
so what
basically
does he do?
Everything. He's an actor, Idris Elba,
and he wants to. Do have an actual box fight?
No, he would. No,
he's had one.
He had his fight. Yeah, and it could lead to like a professional fight.
Did he win or not?
Yeah, I think he won. I think
that is sweet.
But who the fuck is he fighting against? Tramp.
No, just be...
You, come here.
Arizel was a big guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big... Do you know who that is?
No. It's the actor. He's he's in...
You know, in Luther.
Yeah.
You know, you said Luther.
Yeah.
What
the main character in Luther?
Yeah, the black guy, yeah.
Right, okay.
Also, he's in Thor. You know that guy who...
The gatekeeper or some shit.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's the first actor to win a MOBA as well. You know MOBA Awards?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but like...
He doesn't know what MOBA Awards is. Yeah, it's like... He's not cultured.
It's like...
Do you know what MOBA is?
Barely.
What does MOBA stand for?
I don't know what it stands for, but it's still black and Asian cultures, isn't it?
It's made of music, though,
music,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is music. It's like the music that's originated from black and Asian. Or it might just be black. I'm not quite sure.
Music of black origin. And that's not offensive.
Something else.
Wait, what did he win it for?
Music of black origin. So
is it?
Yeah, so actually...
Whoa, come on, that's sick. Give me credit for that. I didn't even know that.
Fuck off.
That's sick. I'm going to go home happy tonight. What did he win the MOBA for?
I don't know, it's a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It's a couple of years ago. But,
he did that. I love it. He's in that remix with of Skepta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's sick.
And he's just, I love the video that he put on Instagram. And he's just dancing in his car or some shit.
He's quite old.
That's what I'm saying. He's boxing and he's getting on a bit, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd say he's like maybe late 30s or is he 40s?
I don't know, Rafe.
But his career's...
That click your finger's been Rafe research.
His career's kicked off. Like, he's had one of those careers that have kicked off later in his life, which is good, though.
Yeah. Like, it's like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. Well, I like that. It's just...
I don't like Ricky Gervais.
It's good inspiration. I know, but it's like just a really inspirational thing, but it doesn't matter what age you are, man.
No, it doesn't. You're in...
I mean, there's obviously certain professions you can't start, like dancing, man. Yeah. You can't be a professional dancer when you're late.
I was having this conversation with my granddad, and in this day and age, it's not like how, like his generation, you have a job for life, don't you? But in this day and age, you can literally change
a lot of the generation, like our parents and grandparents, have realised that now. So some of the people who have gone through breakups and that, and divorce, they think, oh, my life's kind of fucking over. But actually, some of them have actually changed what they want to do and actually are loving it. Because they've realised that there's more to do out there.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great.
And other dick out there. And so if you're rich, you know where I am.
And if you're a MILF, come find me.
You don't even have to be a MILF.
Okay.
No, I'll take that back. You gotta be fittable.
Fittable. I'm trying to. Oh, this thing. You know, there was all this stuff about Justin Bieber's concerts, and he's been like.
Oh yeah, that's fucking hilarious. He's been Manchester, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's been like getting annoyed, which I actually understand. Yeah. So basically, fans and that have been screaming loads, and he can't. He's trying to talk and connect with the audience because obviously, that's good.
Connect.
Yeah.
You can't connect with a bunch of 13-year-olds. They're just going to keep screaming. Actually,
most of the fans now are probably older because they were younger.
Savile did.
That guy's 44.
Oh my god, man.
I was over.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, you don't look it.
Nah. But So most of his fans have grown up with him, so they're not like 13 anymore. Mm. But
woof, woof.
But yeah, so he's trying to connect and talk to them, and then they'll scream in that because it's him, and he's like telling them to like, guys, can you just kind of shut up?
Then he just throws a tantrum like a fucking four-year-old.
No, he
basically is his fans because he's just basically still a 13-year-old, and when he doesn't get his way, he throws his fucking toy.
Think about your position. He's had that all his life, screaming and shit. So maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe he just wants people to listen to his music.
Maybe he should change his music so more like. Yeah, he's choosing. He's just changed.
Yeah.
No. I appreciate him for this because if I was in his position, I'd probably be dead.
He hasn't killed himself yet.
Like,
so he's strong.
He actually handles his money like pretty. He's been charged once with a DUI. If I was that rich, I don't think I would be sober.
I've said I'd have a month, like maybe a couple of months, of going crazy, and then I'd start doing.
I'll be jumping off a yacht just for no reason.
You should probably don't hear about it.
Because he's probably learned how to like not. And he's probably
paid quite a few people to cover that kind
I'll
of thing.
I'll be throwing
up.
TVs and shit out windows, like I'll be doing some shit. Like,
I'll definitely.
Yeah, he's not really in the light as much anymore.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
No, like One or two years ago, it was just all about him.
Not this year. The year before, he wasn't really heard of.
Yeah, because he had to take a little bit, maybe a little break.
He still isn't really, apart from when his dick came out.
Yeah. He's got quite a big schlong.
You know his dad boasts about his dick. Like,
whoa!
Apparently, when the picture of his cock came out, his dad like posted a picture of him next to like a building or something. Or said something like my son is like, I don't know, some weird comment, basically saying that his son is packing it.
That's quite jokes. That's quite weird, but quite jokes at the same time. Like, I appreciate it. But at the same time, it's like,
peace, weird. Hey, Luis, I am proud of you. Your penis is very big.
Yep.
That's not even... That's just an impersonation.
You even spoke to my dad.
Based on what you told me.
Get fucked!
Alright, I'll start again. Luis, I'm very proud of you. Your penis is massive.
No, he has an accent, mate.
You know what? I just go neutral.
I was going to say something else about Bieber.
I didn't finish my point. Yeah.
Gone.
That he has his right to lose his shit.
I think it's fair enough.
No, but he could handle it in such a better way. He just stormed off the stage.
Yeah, but if you try to talk to people and they're just constantly screaming at you.
It's time to get fucked.
What'd you say to them? Guys, can you just
they're a bunch
stop?
Of 30
no, they're not. They're quite, they're like, they're
I
not.
Know so many people our age that went to that, to, yeah, that, same. That went to his concerts.
Same.
See, the thing is, he's hating on Bieber.
I'm not hating on him, I'm just saying he fucking took it in the wrong way.
Okay, how would you take it?
I wouldn't fucking throw the mic on the floor.
No, he did do that. He did.
He dropped the mic and walked off.
Yeah, that was a mic drop. That was, that was for dramatic
effect.
Effect. Cheers.
And then he's sitting about it on Twitter, just basically saying, you know, I only do it because I just, you know, it's a bit annoying because also I'm just trying to talk to you. I think fair enough.
Crack on with what he does, mate.
Yeah.
I'll be doing a lot worse if I was him.
Also, I saw that he did an interview with on Radio 1. I can't remember the girl who won an interview, did
he? Oh, the black girl with the afro.
She went to his house. Mm. And he seemed so humble and just down to earth.
He's Canadian. Of course he is.
I didn't realise Canadians were humble.
Sorry.
What?
What?
I said sorry.
You're not Canadian.
Canadian, yeah. Okay.
I don't get that. What?
What the fuck? You're not Canadian.
What's the point you're trying to prove?
No, I'm just saying, you know, fucking idiots.
Fool.
Dickhead.
No, because everyone's like, when you say Canadian, Canadians are like known for like always apologising. Right, you were saying earlier that I'm not culturally diverse and you don't even know about
Canadians. Yeah, Lewis.
Just because you only know about black people.
Your granddad was a prisoner of war. Granddad was a Nazi. Legit, you have Nazi blood. You have Nazi blood, and who was it in your family that was from Norway?
Oh, my nan.
So you have Nazi blood and Viking blood. Literally, like...
Oh, that's why you're a Viking on Halloween.
That's not why I did it.
Like, two of the groups of people that just used to just fuck everyone else's day up.
Okay, Norway's neutral in most wars, though, very much.
Get fucked.
I like how this has turned like a race.
Right. Yeah.
What is going on?
The average age of a Justin Bieber fan is between the ages of 13 and 18.
That's not...
So
no.
Kids.
Eight,
no, 16. I don't agree, because there's a shitload of... No, okay, fine. I mean, that's a weird statistic, but...
Statistic? It's not even...
There's way more... What is it then?
Huh?
What is that?
It's the average age of Justin Bieber's fans. So what is that? It's not a statistic. It's just a number.
He is right. It is a statistic.
It's not.
It is.
It is.
Fine.
We're arguing about... These are petty things. Right. Going back to what...
Fucking Nazi.
Right. I can't remember. Yeah. But, that's it. And then he was really cool. And I think... Like you say, it's like the whole thing with Michael Jackson. You know, he went through like a lot of shit when he was a kid star.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, understandably, you're going to have like, not problems, but like, it would be more of a struggle to go through your life trying to grow up because you would have been exposed to everything so young. So I think he's done well. The fact he's actually, you know, maybe, okay, he has got maybe some issues, but that's normal. Everyone does. And I think he's handled it well. Love you, Bieber.
Jordan's really happy you got that point out.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not even gonna lie, I don't even think I was listening to that.
Okay, well, it's just something I'm throwing out there.
When I re-listen to this podcast, that will be the first time I've listened to that.
When I listen to this podcast, I'm gonna skip to this bit, listen to that, and then end it.
That's alright.
So,
thanks.
As long as you get the view in there, that's all that
matters. that's all we care.
Make sure you download it and make a
I will. I'll give it a 5-star, and I'll put that Jordan guy made a really good point about Bieber. Love you, Biebs.
You're a twat, aren't you?
If you do that, I'm deleting that comment, even if it's 5 stars.
I'll keep commenting it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's
better.
That's just gonna boost us up and up.
Because he's gonna keep deleting them.
No, because it just still counts as a review.
Yeah.
Really? If you delete a review, it doesn't disappear.
No, we will disappear. Right.
We just make stuff up in this podcast right now.
Yeah, I feel like this.
Shout out to the new and improved.
Shout out to the imagination.
But do you want to end this now?
No.
Yeah.
What time is it?
We can go for an hour.
Oh. Look, you like my.
Well, not an hour because we was chatting shit for like 5 minutes at the front. Yeah.
Who?
If only she didn't have a boyfriend, Jordan.
Who?
No one.
I'll edit out.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah. You know the one that
No!
Had a boyfriend.
What, his ex?
No.
Let's just stop. How long have we been going for?
Jordan's like, we need to end this now!
How long have we been going for?
An hour.
Oh.
Should we bounce?
No, let's just like relax a minute. Let's just talk about things.
I say we should bounce.
Like, we've been doing that the whole time.
No. Yeah. Okay, well, let's end this differently. So we'll all say one word, and that's how we'll end it. But think wisely.
You just so much shit.
Okay, thanks.
Peace.
No. You got a comment?
Later.
Fuck Rafe.
Bye.
Doses.